Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Motivational Monday. I'm so glad you're here. If you'll wait just a minute, I'm going to continue bringing a message for you. Okay, how many of you enjoyed that wait? And it wasn't even a minute. It was just a few seconds. I did that as a poignant example of there is something insecure about each of us in the wait. It's uncomfortable, isn't it? I was not born patient. Patience is a virtue I have to recognize God has and I don't. I have to seek the Holy Spirit to help me have patience. It's a daily human reminder that His character is something that I need more of, that I need to emulate it. Here's a silly example. I am waiting at the moment for something to arrive from Amazon. So what do? I know I ordered it. I knew when I ordered it, it said it would arrive somewhere between October 8th and October 22nd. Okay, I don't like that. Normally when I order something from Amazon, I know exactly I'm going to get it Thursday or Saturday or Sunday or sometimes it's next day. What a society we live in. But this is coming in a span of time. October 8th through October 22nd, I immediately am disgruntled by the lack of exactness or clarity. So I even said to my husband that, you know, it's coming. I don't know exactly when this is a window of time because, of course, it's coming from overseas, has to pass through customs before it ever begins to be transported to my doorway. So I'm already a little. So what do? I find myself every other day of late going into my Amazon app, pulling up the order and clicking on See All Updates under the tracking ID. When I click on the See All Updates, I can sit there and actually watch it. It tells me package left the shipper facility. Then it tells me the date package left the carrier facility. Then it tells me package initiated at customs for clearance at destination country. Then it tells me the date it completed customs clearance. Then it again tells me package left the carrier facility. Then it again says completed customs clearance. Then again it says now package left the carrier facility. Then I get excited. It says package in transit. Flight containing package has arrived in Los Angeles, California, U.S. Initiated customs clearance at destination country in Los Angeles. Completed customs clearance. Package transferred to another carrier for delivery. Okay, so far, since I ordered it, this has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days where it has charted, logged, and shown me there's been a process to this, but I'm still as much in the wait from when I asked for it to when I have received it. All right, stop for a minute. That's what I do. I offer you to join me in thinking about, is that what you do when you ask or petition a request, a need, or a want from God? And then there's this stillness and silence, and we're forced to wait. Don't you wish there was an app? Like a Ask God app? That once we put in our request, we either get a denied or initiated transfer? And wouldn't it be lovely if we could somehow go and get those instructions of left facility, in transit, clearing customs, reached another facility? Wouldn't it be amazing if there was something we could go to that would help us in the wait? There is. It's His word. Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I appreciate how the Holy Spirit reminds me in my humanness that I waste the wait. That so often I'm so consumed with needing action or movement from You that I waste what You need in action from me. Help us, Holy Spirit, reveal to us how Your word will help us be worthy in the wait. It's in Your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, those were the topic words, the theme that came and kept running over and over and over in my mind. Am I worthy in the wait? Am I worthy in the wait? Or do I waste the wait? Because being worthy in the wait is still looking to Him, not shifting my perspective, still seeking Him daily, being disciplined in the wait, trusting Him, and growing, spiritually maturing, being faith built in the wait, where I have no answers, where I can't follow an app, where I have no idea where this is going, or when, if ever, it's going to arrive, or how it's going to look when it does arrive. But I'm just still looking, seeking diligently God's truth. So I love this passage. And if you've listened to episodes prior, you will have heard me talking about waiting before. It is something that we all have to deal with, that I continually have to deal with. So it is so, I feel, worth looking into. We're going to go to Isaiah 30. I was in Isaiah in my 1 year YouVersion Bible plan, and I just love Isaiah 30. It speaks to me. If you start looking at Isaiah 30 verse 8, he's talking about a rebellious people. I see myself in that. I see myself in the rebellion to be repulsed by having to wait without having an immediate answer. So if you look at Isaiah 30 verse 9, it says, "For they are a rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord." So what I wrote in my margin that I read from a commentary was, at the root, we have to learn to trust Him and wait. That is the first step toward growing up spiritually. Now, if you really think about that, then why are we so repulsed by waiting? If we know that trusting Him in the wait is growing us spiritually, then shouldn't we look at it more fondly? Shouldn't I look at the fact that He has given me an opportunity to wait as an opportunity for growth? Yeah, that's how I should look at it. That's how the Spirit is helping me look at it. That is not how human Paulette looks at it. If I was humanly able to be patient, I wouldn't be jumping on my Amazon tracking my package. I would have known when I ordered it that it would come sometime between October 8th and October 22nd. and I would go on about my business until I somehow had an acknowledgement that something was put at my front door. So in my humanness, I try to approach God the same way. What I'm learning is He doesn't want me to approach Him in my humanness. He wants me to approach Him seeking holiness. That's why He's doing it. He's wanting me to look more like His Son Jesus than the world. The world is impatient. The world wants to moan, groan, and complain in the waiting. He wants to look down and find a daughter of the King worthy of the wait. That's not wasting it. That is accepting spiritual maturity in the meantime. That's becoming more like His Son as an imitator of His attributes than resembling self in the world. Okay, let's keep looking. If you look at Isaiah 30 verse 15, "For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling." I want to be found willing. I want to be found able to rest. When I am anxious or when I am impatient, I want that to guide me emotionally back to my master. I want to have my emotions motivate me so that the motives of my heart are pure. I want to use that as momentum to put me back into His Word. I have to recognize it within myself, but I have to go to the only place for healing and help, and that's the Word of God. It reminds me, this verse, that I'm going to battle this until I go home to heaven. This is a daily battle, human versus holiness, human versus holiness. So it reminds me, just return, Paulette, just return. Return to me your first love. Rest in my word. I'm going to save you from whatever misery or anxiety you're putting yourself through, that self-inflicted pain. Because I'm going to quiet you. I'm going to quiet you in the wait. That's why I have you waiting. I want you quiet. I want you looking, but I don't want you checking a God app for what I'm doing. I want you looking at what you're doing. I want you quiet. I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me. I want you to know that I have this in transit. I am the carrier. I am the carrier for anything and everything you need. Just rest. I'll be your strength if you're willing. And then one of my favorite verses, Isaiah 30, 18. "Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore He exalts Himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for Him." I have to look for the hope that I have in Him to get me through the wait. I love 2 Timothy 2:13. It says, "If we are faithless even, He remains faithful." If we are faithless, He remains faithful. But I want to be faithful. So me being impatient is a sign I am faithless. Me being patient and resting in Him and recognizing, whoa, I'm getting out of control here. I'm returning to You. I'm returning to Your Word, which is why I choose to return daily. I need to be reminded daily. I need to remain in the posture and the position of trust. So I need to go and be reframed, refocused daily. Let's look at Psalm 33 verse 20. "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield." So if you are getting impatient and frantic and anxious in the wait, in the waiting of that transit of your prayer request, He is your help and your shield only if your soul can rest and wait in Him. If your soul isn't resting, it's a sign you need more of Him. And the way I gain more from Him is to go to His Word, request the Holy Spirit to reveal His truths to me, and pray it. You can take any verses of Scripture and pray them back to Him. They're His words to us. So I can take that Isaiah 30:18 and say, Lord, I will wait for You to be gracious to me. I want to exalt You. Thank You for Your mercy for me. For Lord, You are a just God. Therefore, my patience should be in You. I should trust You. You've heard me say it before. When I'm overthinking, I'm under-trusting. That's where I ask forgiveness. I can say, God, I'm overthinking this. Forgive me of my under-trusting. Help me to be blessed by my wait. I can say that. Here's an acronym for you to write down. W-A-I-T, wait. Write those letters down in a column, like on the left side. W-A-I-T. W, what do I do in the wait? Worship Him. W, worship Him. How do I worship Him? Put on praise music, sing, go to church, be involved, give Him glory, give Him honor. If somebody asks you about the prayer request that they may have been invited in to pray alongside you about, let your answer be, I am worshiping Him in the wait. Thank You for praying. Keep praying for me. I have not received an answer yet, but I trust my God. My God is gracious. He is gracious to me even in the waiting. I am exalting Him for Him showing mercy on me. And He's a just God. I know He's got this. I just need Your prayers, not to spur Him on. I need Your prayers to help keep me still. I hope that's what you think about when you ask someone to join you in prayer. Whatever it is, emotional, physical, relational, financial, physical, whatever it is, I hope you think about when you ask a prayer warrior, a wall walker to join you in praying, we aren't trying to get as many people together like a committee to change God's mind or to speed God up or to get the answer we want. That's not what that is. It's not like a ballot, like, oh, if we get enough signatures, we can get this on the ballot. No. When you ask a prayer warrior, a wall walker to join you in something that you're claiming, naming, or lifting, I hope you frame it in the right vantage that it's humans praying from God and the Holy Spirit to help other humans. Handle it, wait, accept it, be calm, receive peace. I don't have the right to determine anything from my deity, but I do have the right to access the Holy Spirit's enabling for another human to get through it. So when I pray for someone, if you've ever asked me to pray for you or if you ever ask me to pray for you, I hope you realize that I am praying what is being asked of me. I am lifting that up to the Lord, but I'm praying as much for the person who has given me the request, that they'll spiritually grow, that they'll be open to it, that their eyes will see, their ears will hear, their hearts will know that God is God, that they will remain in a posture, in a position of trust, that they can worship Him in the wait. A, so what do? We acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him for what He's already given you. Just gratitude, 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 gratitude. Thanks, 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 thanks. I am waiting for something that I'm excited about from Amazon, but I have a plethora of things already that I own, that I have received, that are already here. I should not be so distracted by the one thing I don't have. I can freely walk around my small home and go, love this, use this all the time. That is so purposeful. This brings me joy. Why is the one thing not yet attained, pulling me so far from what I already possess. Okay, think about that with God. You're wanting something, you're asking for something, you're awaiting something. W, worship Him. A, acknowledge what you've already been given. What do you already have that is so worthy of the wait? I, identify with His truths. How do you do that? Get into the Word of God. Strive to be identifying with it. The only way I can identify with it is read it, study it. That's why verse map and truth journal, I've got to understand it because then I want to emulate it. I want to match it. I want my identity to match and identify with it. If He says I should return and rest, I've got to remind myself to return and rest. If He says I should be quiet and trust, I need to remind myself to be quiet and trust. If He says rebellious people are unwilling to hear and follow the instructions, then I want to know the instructions and follow them. If He tells me He'll be gracious to those who wait because He's a merciful God and He'll bless us in the wait, then I want to receive the blessings. And then T, trust Him. Just trust Him. Just trust Him. I mean, this is really crazy, but Amazon has never not brought me a product I ordered. And if it would happen, they would somehow refund me. So if I trust Amazon, come on, people. This is God we're talking about. If we can't trust our God, that's speaking to a much bigger issue in our lives. And we need to go all the way back down to that root. Do you know that you know that you know that He is your Creator, that He sent His perfect, blameless Son to die on the cross for you, to make a way for you to spend eternity with Him? And by doing so, He sent you the Holy Spirit as a constant comforter and guide, a facilitator of sorts, a translator from the truth of the Word of God to my mind, to my soul, to my actions. You don't have to go get Duolingo to read the Bible. You need the Holy Spirit. And if reading the Word of God doesn't make sense to you, keep asking the Holy Spirit. Find a mentor. Get some resources and tools. But there is power and purpose and promise in the wait. We just have to be worthy of it. We just have to be worthy of it. Let's look at Habakkuk 2:3. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. I can't rush my Amazon package. I can't rush God's appointed time of His vision being completed and perfected. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, comma, wait for it. This is in the Word of God. Habakkuk 2:3. Somebody may need to write this on a sticky note. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. It will not delay. There is no promise stuck in transit from heaven to you. There is no carrier facility that God is waiting to approve it being sent to you. It's God. It's God alone. It's appointed. He doesn't lie. It is not slow. It's in perfect time. It will surely come. It is not delayed. It will not delay. We are who He's waiting on. We. He's bettering us through it, in it. By this, our faith is growing. He wants us spiritually mature. He doesn't want us to get everything quick and easy. That doesn't grow us at all. Let's end with Galatians 5:16-18. Walk by the Spirit. Don't gratify the desires of the flesh, for the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for they oppose each other. Back to what I said at the beginning, I wasn't born patient. Patience is not easy for me. I will battle this until my heavenly home. Verse 18, Galatians 5:18, but if you are led by the Spirit, then we can walk in it. Then we can walk in it. So if I'm feeling anxious, impatient, I know, Paulette, you're walking out of the wrong spirit. And then in just reading this and studying this and wrapping my head around, how do I continue to be worthy in the wait? How do I make sure I'm not wasting the wait? Looking at Galatians and Ephesians and everything it says in there about, you know, that our root has to be such so that basically we are growing and our foundation, that root is what's going to bring fruit, you know, and all those analogies about bearing and fruit and plants. Here's what came to me. I can't produce what I don't plant, and then I have no right to criticize the crop. Because that's what happens. I fail to be in the Word of God. I fail to be diligent. I fail to let Him set my focus. And then I complain about my situation? That's what's happening. So you can't produce what you don't plant, and then you have no right to criticize the crop. So here's what I do. I daily discipline myself in God's Word. Therefore, I know my production is by what is being planted by His truth. And then the crop or the fruit that's being born in my heart, in my life, is His crop. And sure, things don't happen the way I always want them to. Prayer requests don't get answered with, yes, love that, let me handle it, it'll be done tomorrow. I am forced to wait. I am forced to trust. I get told no by God. I get told, if you only knew, Paulette, you wouldn't have even prayed that prayer. I'm bigger than that. I have more for you or for others than that. It comes down to me relinquishing control. It comes down to put everything under His feet. Let's look at Ephesians 1:22. Put all things under His feet. Make Him head over everything of you. It's only in His fullness that you will be filled. Just give it all to Him. Just give it all to Him. And therefore you can rest and trust Him for any and all outcome. Any and all outcome. It'll be perfect because we'll be perfected. By the way, for any of you that were just on the edge of your seats, for what in the world is it that she's so excited about getting from Amazon? It's actually 4 large Bible verses that I am going to put as a collage over our couch in the living room. We've been here 4 years now in this house that we've built, and I have purposely left the walls in my living room pretty bare. I am a plant-aholic, if any of you have listened to past episodes or have ever been in person with me or been in my home. So I have plants and greenery and ivy growing up and over, trellising all around the walls, but I have purposefully left the whole wall behind my couch blank. And just recently, I came across a site that has large, pretty minimalist canvases with scripture verses and just a little bit of light greenery as the only image on the background. So I bought four, some of my favorite verses. Can't wait to have them hanging up over my couch. Can't wait for when women are in my living room that Bible verses are really the only thing that sets a statement in that place. But anyway, just wanted you to have that answer so your minds weren't spiraling on what in the world is she so expectant of. But I want that to be a word picture for you. What in the world are you so expectant of that God may be having you distracted by for one reason, to bring you closer in proximity to Him? Let that draw you emotionally to Him, the only one that will fill you completely, the only one that has the answers, the only one you can deepen your intimacy with and get immeasurable power and hope. Walk that faith out.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.